Was he wearing a bike helmet?
It's two Russians fighting, and they're both shit faced. It's really great.
Hey guys, welcome to a fair one. Now, yeah, run it back. I don't care. Hi guys, welcome to a fair one. I'm Tommy Pope, and this is Shane Gillis.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, how you doing, Shane?
Chilling, dog. Chilling.
Just like you were at.
Chilling, baby. What up, boy?
DFW funerals. Yo.
This is my best outfit. I stole this hoodie from my dad. Oh, shit. I gotta blacklight this thing.
No, man.
Never blacklit it.
Why? What are you talking about?
Come all over this. Stole it from
is
old Phil Gill.
Yeah. You well, man.
Yeah. Me and my dad.
Are you a big boy, too?
Similar frames, yeah.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Is he taller than you?
He's 6'2.
Damn.
I'm 6'3.
How old's mom?
How old?
Yeah. First. And then how tall?
You mean to say how tall?
I meant to say that, but I said first.
she's an average height for a bitch. She's like 5'8", 5'9".
That's not average.
Tall bitch. My mom is tall.
Very tall. 5'5", I think, or 5'6", is average.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, you look great. Yeah.
Thanks,
you
man. I feel like I didn't know what I look like until right now.
Huge fan.
I'm a little fucking disappointed in this.
Well, you always look like you're a coach on some aspect of the field.
Yeah.
Pre-game or post-game, maybe locker room. This is you're a fan and a coach.
This is it.
Yeah, you are fucking powerful.
You got something to say back there?
Yeah, you definitely got the coach arms up right now. Like, my team's not doing so well. I'm gonna have to yell at them in the halftime show.
You can take that.
We're failing on all phases of the game. We're fucking up. Special teams, defense, coaches. That's the problem right now.
Oh, it's on you.
I have a chat with the coaches, not me. Assistants. There was a John L. Smith speech that was one of the best speeches.
Can you tell everybody who John L. Smith is?
Yeah, he used to be the coach at Michigan State. And he,
dude, get to fuck.
Right at fucking halftime, I think they got a field goal blocked. So he was like freaking out. Like right at half, Michigan State was about to kick a field goal and it got blocked.
Yeah.
Other team returns it for a touchdown. That's halftime. And like, you know how they always do the fucking interview while he's jogging to the fucking
they're
like, what the fuck's going on out there, huh? And he's sticking his face, and he's like, the kids are playing their tails off, and the fucking coaches are letting them down. Spazzes. And then in one of his press conferences, he freaked out and started fucking slapping himself. He's like, the coaches are fucking up. Fucking.
You think that's real? Do you think you would blame it on yourself?
Me? I blame everyone around me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
you gotta take the blame. Like, I was just playing my college football NCAA 2014 dynasty last night. Finally won a national championship with the Colorado Buffaloes. We did it. Shout out.
All right. No, hold on. So I know how passionate you are about video games. Why don't you upgrade? NCAA doesn't make any more.
NCAA stopped in 2014.
Oh.
And they stopped on the last.
That's why you and Soder keep playing 2014.
We had to break out an old Xbox 360 because it's not on Xbox One or PS4.
Gee, what do you mean break out? You mean buy it at a fucking yard sale?
Yeah. You got to find it. You go on eBay, you get them for like $100.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
And then you got to find the game. You got to find NCAA 14. Now, thankfully, both of us are psychos, and we both had copies. I kept it. Hell yeah, I kept it. I was like, one day, I'm going to need this. But there's dudes out there that keep updating the rosters.
If you want, Beezer and I have Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Genesis original.
Beezer, what's the what you got the line for the ND game?
Yeah, so Navy, right?
ND Navy.
Notre Dame. So Notre Dame right now, given 23.5.
Ooh.
Over under at 54.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's not
23 and a half.
Fun game to watch.
All right, so I know we're jumping right into this, but
get it, dude. You can't fucking you
holy
can't settle.
Shit. We
man,
got
what's
our,
up, baby
one
boy?
Of our yeah, dude. Get in here. Just get in here. Fuck
finally.
It.
Fuck, dude.
Mary Lee, dude.
Jesus, even yes, fuck, dude. Your shirt says you're going to be late.
Guy. Ah, good.
Holy
you wore your,
fuck,
you
dude.
Wore your best Sunday.
Oh my God, Chicago. What you ate 23 dinners before you got here? So fuck.
Yeah. That was late. I'm
what's
sorry.
What's up, baby boy?
Hello,
how you doing, kiddo?
Hello.
Man, dude, this is ridiculous.
These,
oh, you got
no,
cum
they're,
jeans?
They're bleached, dude.
They're jeans?
Bleached. They're
dude.
Bleached, not cum. They're bleached.
5'4", they look like long jean shorts.
I'm a short man.
He's fucking 6'8". You just, his frame, he looks like he's 5'5".
It's the angle of the camera. Nobody knows how tall. What's up, buddy?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Great, man. Great smile.
Yeah,
wonderful
thank
fucking
you.
Smile.
I think I'm going to get a ticket, but that's okay.
It's not worth it. Go down there.
You won't get a ticket. You'll get towed.
No.
Let's just settle
towed.
In for an hour.
All right.
Let's hide that.
Ooh.
All right, so
anyway.
Yeah. So
Mayor's a good pal. out of Philly, and now you just moved up to
Jersey City.
Jersey
oh,
City.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, you just moved up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a comedian. Great guy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. You,
good guy.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to make fun of you, but it's not thoughtful.
We already covered that. I won't fuck with you anymore. Okay.
So, Endy's,
I like it.
Endy's minus 23.
Minus 23 and a half. And then the over under is at 54.
This is tough.
You want to 54? You want to know the score I had in mind?
Why don't we say the record you have going forward to add a little pressure to this?
Right now, I'm undefeated against the spread with Notre Dame this year.
How did you do last week? You did
last week. Notre Dame was on a bye. So
2 weeks ago, you were
2 weeks.
Did you win the over under? You won both. Okay.
Got the under and Pitt covered.
Sweet.
This week. It's at a neutral site. I believe it's in Jacksonville. San Diego.
Yeah.
It's in San Diego. And I'm taking, how about those Irish? I'm going to go with the Irish. And fuck, so what is it, 54?
Yeah, that's a hard over.
I'd take the Irish,
over,
Irish in the over. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Is this a college football segment?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we do it every week, and I'm making these fucking mongoloids that watch this some money. They're getting a bunch of Jeffrey dollars or whatever they fucking, whatever
DSI
currency
segment,
these
that's
use.
What the fuck it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're paying our money.
Hello, BetDSI.
Paying our rent. I'm not going to jump into that ad right now. We're not ready for that. Tommy's not loosened up for that fucking
all right, we gotta,
all this jumping.
Let's see how this goes. Let's see how this. Hold on. We got a phone call about Notre Dame. Tom from Texas.
Yeah, all right. Tommy.
Hey, before I comment on Notre Dame, hey, you know how Tiger Woods got his name?
I think we got to delete it, right?
Nigger.
And as I said, there's only one person that calls in with three dudes. Anyway, guys, we had...
I'm starting to like these calls.
I don't get it either.
Anyway...
Oh, fuck, I forgot LeMaire was here. Sorry about that, LeMaire.
Like nah, dude, it's all cool. I get it.
Oh, shit.
We waited for you to get in. We're like, you know what? Hold off on that call.
No, it's okay. I'm glad it happened.
Our booth is very slow.
We keep now. You got tricked on that, guys. I understand.
It's very tricked. We've
catfished.
Only had seven calls, and there's been six N bombs.
It's not true. The N bombs only started.
Was that a fan that likes the show and watches the show? Do your fucking research and prove that this is true. And Shane's like, wait. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't just cancel all calls and every call. Here we go.
You want to fight? I'll fucking fight you right now about
this. Fucking house.
First off, the last 3 weeks have been the N-word calls. All right? It's Mike from Manhattan and his friends. Rafe tried to call last week. I thought it was another N-word call, and I hung up on him.
We did.
But he was the one who tried to call when I hung up on him. And you were like, wait, you got to take that call, tough guy. I was like, why am I tough? What are you talking about? But no, the N-word calls, that guy was pretty good. I'll give him that one. He snuck right in.
Why? From changing his name?
Yeah, but that was funny.
Hey, this is Tom from Texas.
I mean, how do you guys not press the button right away on the Tiger Woods setup? I was like, you got to hang up, right?
You want to see where it goes. They fucking love it. They don't have to deal with this shit. They don't care. Look at him.
We support the hilarity of it all.
Oh, this is so funny.
But we don't want that to happen because we don't like that word. We don't like that kind of shit. We're not those people here, you know? But we want to hear people call in.
You don't have to act like I'm here. I mean,
every show. We actually wait usually like 15 minutes to get to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
usually
a really hard opening.
I have a question. How long does it take before they tow your car?
For you, probably right away. Also, they might choke you to death.
I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
Give Beezer your keys. Oh, what are you talking? What are you doing?
I got a toll. I got to do the money. Can I go? Or
wait.
Definitely, dude. No one gives a fuck that you're here.
I didn't pay because I was like, oh, I'm in. And then my
go pay.
When I was, all right, I'll be back.
Jesus Christ, LeMaire.
You just ran in here because you. No, all right,
he's gone. Mike from Manhattan. Fucking call, dude. Give us some fucking calls.
Dude, how sweet is it? He ran up from his car without paying, thinking he was going to be late, which he was. He was already late. Why would he?
Sweet.
He just his car right in the middle. Parks in the fucking Holiday Inn parking. I got a radio show to be made fun of from strangers with no face. I got to get called the N-word on a couch. Well, I'm not even going to be given a name in the bottom. Park this for me.
Oh, man.
The keys to nothing.
Yeah. Just throws them in the bushes. I'm on the radio today, boys. Oh, man. Hot start.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, every start's kind of fucked up. But
to ND.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, this is the tricky thing about the ND Navy game. It's a lot like the Pitt game, where it can go either way. Like
that's
Navy,
why you wore the
Pitt's
hat,
consistent.
Right?
Yeah, true.
His argument
still rep Pitt. But Notre Dame Navy is either a close game or Notre Dame just butt fucks them.
Yeah,
and I think Notre Dame butt fucks them. I think it's a
Navy
good old fashioned butt fucking of the midshipmen. Yeah.
Navy's usually a better team than
who was last
aren't
year?
They or no? Or they just give Notre Dame a good.
You think Navy's better than Notre Dame?
No. They're usually a better team than that spread. Isn't it usually a smaller spread, or is it always a good game? I feel like Pitt, just like Pitt, they always give them a good
every
game.
Every once in a while, Notre Dame fucks them up. They've struggled ever since. Like, Notre Dame won like 43 straight games until Charlie Weiss lost to him his last year. Brian Kelly's struggled against them. Defensive coordinators struggle with the triple option.
Yeah.
Navy's option fucks a lot of teams up, but they also lose to like horrible teams.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get fucking killed by like Memphis.
Yeah. Are they still four currently?
Notre Dame's three.
Ooh, they went up.
Three, dude. Purdue beat Ohio State. Now Notre Dame's three.
Wow.
One of like five remaining unbeaten in the country. We're doing it. We're doing it this year.
You think so?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Smoke.
The only chance Notre Dame has is if somebody beats Alabama. Anyway, enough of this talk.
Hey, man, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because I like to see the passion in your eyes for once.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, for
it
once?
Only, yeah, it comes for three minutes a day. Well, actually, six. When we have a diner.
Oh, man. Yeah. How about that diner talk?
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
How about that diner?
It's
I took
real
Tom out.
Diner.
I took Tom out to breakfast today.
Yeah, you did. You did. 100%. No, you did.
And, 100%. Boy, whatever country those people were from.
It's a hodgepodge. It's a Greek diner. The owner's Greek, the one that dresses like like a lesbian landscaper. She's got she wears jeans like Lemaire. She's got a head like fucking Beezer. And a pitch of all of the Greek islands. It's bad. But the others, I have no idea. I can't tell. I think they're Mexican at points, and then they speak Greek, and I think it's just everyone's trying to blend in.
I don't know what that group is, but they were all, whatever country they're from, they were retarded. I'm taking Navy. I do want to switch that. We're going Navy and the over. It's going to be like...
Wait, Navy because of the spread, and then...
Navy because of the spread, Notre Dame gives
Notre Dame
up
outright.
Dog shit, and then, yeah, Notre Dame will win.
That's what I agree with.
Notre Dame will win.
I think Navy's going to
be right on that spread, though.
What is it again? 23?
It's 23 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy, because when I was coming in here, I was thinking 42 to 20 was going to be that score. For real. That's what I had in mind, 42 to 20.
You in Vegas, man. You're always,
in Vegas,
always on that gray line. So you're so good.
Why are you being a cunt?
What do you mean? No, you're always really
good. What type of answer?
That's why you're
you in Vegas, huh?
6-0.
Yeah, I bet you did have that number.
You're 6-0.
I bet you had that number.
That's a compliment. You're doing really well so far.
Dude. So we go into this diner, and I was already running hot because me and my lady were fighting.
About what?
This feels wrong to bring up, but she's... Yeah, I can't bring it off.
What do you mean?
I'll get fucking murdered on this.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
All right.
I'm not going to take any more calls. You're fine.
So she models. All right. I see you guys laughing already. She's not. Relax. Fuck you, Beezer.
I didn't say anything yet.
This is a bad decision for me.
Beezer's modeling right now. Look at this.
I am. Look at this.
Look. Yeah. She doesn't take
Sears khaki model.
Yeah. Clover. For a store that's been shut down for 22
years. You just hold a rubber mallet. You're good. Yeah, you got Christmas IDs for you and your Uncle Donnie?
Can I sleep in your basement?
Yeah, you guys mind if I sleep down in your basement for a few weeks? I got let off. I got laid off at work, so I got to sleep in your basement. Actually, they fired me because I've been high for a month. So, my bitch is taking pictures. Dudes are taking pictures of my girlfriend.
There you go. Now we're talking.
And I am supposed to be all right with that. Right?
Yeah.
What kind of pictures?
Not like nude. Like, in fact, not even like slutty outfits. Like, try to be like artistic. I don't know what the fuck. It's definitely just them dudes taking pictures of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like photographers.
Are they credible sites or?
No, they're
sites, dude. just
it's a random local photographer.
Just Jimmy from down the street.
It's trying to create a portfolio of
hot girls. Fuck you. This is different.
Oh.
This is different because we started talking about it. And it was funny. All right, what's up?
Well, is she like an Instagram model or is she like a real model?
She's definitely amateur, but it's not like it's porn though. Like she's not taking tits out. She's not wearing like a bikini.
Yeah, that doesn't. She's seem, wearing like. Innocent.
What's that?
It seems innocent enough.
Until I'm not there, and some dude and her are going to the fucking beach on Saturday.
What beach? In the fall. In the fall?
I don't like it.
Wait, there's beach photos.
And I'm talking to her, and she's like, "You're being insecure right now and jealous." And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't think I am. I think I'm reasonable right now." So then I'm walking to meet Tommy at this diner, and the whole time I'm in my head about it, and I'm like, "Maybe I'm fucking overreacting. Maybe I am being a fucking jealous, insecure pussy, and I need to fucking just... like, whatever." And then as soon as we sit down in this booth, Tommy's like, "Yeah, some guy's fucking taking pictures of your girlfriend, jerking off to him when he gets home. He's developing them in a fucking black room. He's fucking jerking off to you." Fucking
yes.
I'm like, dude, I don't know.
You know why I know this? Because I dated one. And she pretended that she was like an aspiring model or whatever the fuck. And these photographers, they're leeches. They are predators. And they find these local girls that are hot. They have a great body and a nice face, and they'll reach out and be like, "How would you like to do a photo shoot, you know, in the park or by this water? It's on me because I have to build my portfolio." And the girl's like, "Yeah, you're going to give me free great photos? It's going to be amazing."
Yeah. All right.
And it slowly leads into them being scantily clothed and doing this like fucking swinging the legs up shit like you're a high school twat. Like, you answer the phone, I can't get it. And then,
hey.
And that's what my ex did.
That's not what mine
did. Real pig.
Yeah, I know. Tommy was like, so I told her, I was like, "You fucking disgust me, you fucking pig cunt bitch. Fucking piece of shit." All right, sorry. Sorry about that. I got to call her back.
Wasn't real, but that's true. It's true, because that's what they do. They're predators. They seek these women that are willing to take pictures.
All right. But
my gripe is more with the photographers.
Yeah, of course.
I would agree.
Yeah, they're tricking dumb bitches.
Yeah.
Well, you know how bitches are dumb? No, I'm kidding. We respect women on this show entirely. We love women here on this show.
Over here.
This show. Which one is it?
What happened?
Nothing happened. I'll get to the microphone. Nothing happened. And I only have 50 cents, so I have 10 minutes.
You only have 50 cents?
Is this a bit?
Christ. No, it's not a bit.
No, LeMaire's fucking retarded.
Stupid. I went to the pass station and I put my Metro card, my card in, and I forgot my zip code. So I was like, and I did it too many times. Don't treat me.
I only have $10 cash.
I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get a ticket.
Yeah, here. Come here.
No, don't.
You put 50 cents. I feel like how'd you have 50 cents?
I feel like a goddamn.
Here, get this on camera. This is important for Compound Media. Look at this.
Freeze frame. Where oh, yeah, there's Kyla.
Giving to black people.
Oh, my God. I mean, the visual of these costumes. Happy Halloween, everybody. He's wearing a fucking Michael Jordan hoodie, and you're dressed like you gave birth to the Midwest.
That was a killer. That was a good one.
Fuck, dude. Profile pic, huh? Daddy. Oh my God. And then he left again.
He's a what a guest, dude. What a guest. He came in and borrowed $10.
He doesn't even have a car. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I need $20 to get this lot.
I gotta get a train ticket, my man. My family's back in New Jersey." All
right. I borrowed my stepdad's car. I'm gonna need like $100 to put this away for like 30
minutes. That is not how LeMaire Lee talks.
Okay. Notre Dame.
Did you hear that fucking black voice he used for LeMaire?
It was a smooth, confident black man.
I was thinking about this, and I know you're going to take offense to this.
Of course. Everything you say. Never once.
Hit me with these.
Yeah, that's great. Shame.
Dude, Tommy's been hitting me hard with these. Like, he's like, "You're a fucking bully. You're that's fucking
me. You are absolutely a bully.
I'm not a bully." Yeah, I'm a bully. A bit of a bully my entire life. But
Tell me. Tell me. It's going to be great.
I don't think you...
What up, girl?
We're up. You just sit on the couch.
Yeah, you crash that couch. You guys can... Nah, he's going to come back for 30 seconds and ask for more money and then head out.
Yeah.
He's going to
come up with a hot dog. He's going to need two more bucks.
Yeah, he's holding a bag of goods. He's like, I need like five more bucks. Turns out the cantaloupe is way more expensive because it's out of season. Christ. Is that how he talks? Is that better?
No.
That's worse than the fucking phone calls. All right.
Yeah,
I don't think you've hung around black people too much.
What? Please, dude. Is this like a Harrisburg versus Delco experience?
No, no, no. I mean like friends.
What do you mean? Yeah, I got black friends. Plenty of them. Plenty of them.
Non-comics?
Yes.
All right. That's all. That's it was just a thought I had earlier.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, that's all.
Why don't you get real?
And also, I knew for some reason that would be offensive.
It's not offensive
like,
at all.
What are you talking about? I love black people.
It's not offensive at all.
I got so many black friends.
I didn't say that. You're just trying to set me up for a joke.
No, I'm not setting you.
It didn't work.
What are you talking about? I'm not trying to set you up. I was literally like, I was in the shower before I came down here. And I was like,
and you were thinking about if Tommy had black friends?
I don't know if Tommy has black friends.
Please, dude. They're all coming next week.
Yeah, LeMaire counts as mine, dude.
Eric's not black.
What?
He's not black.
You just talked about him buying watermelons in the street.
I didn't say that.
He's pretty black.
Cantaloupe. We all eat cantaloupe.
All right. This has been a good...
Hot start.
Good episode of us distancing ourselves from the racist phone calls.
Yeah, as well as the sports segment.
All right, so back to my slut girlfriend.
This is bothering me. Come here.
What?
Stay here.
I couldn't see it. Look how red hot my ears get in this thing. Whew.
Face, too. Why are you skipping that?
You going to make fun of appearances?
No. No, I think...
Make fun of appearances on this episode?
As soon as you jumped in, I thought you looked great.
Is that what we're doing on this episode? Is this the appearance episode where we make fun of each other?
This whole outfit is amazing. I tell you all the time. Never once did I say anything on your outfit was bad.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Touche. So, yeah. So then I spent the rest of the day upset with my girlfriend because...
You mean the rest of our breakfast?
Well, our breakfast was also ruined by those Armenian retards that couldn't fill up a fucking cup of coffee to save their lives. Also, I walked in with that hoodie on that had the Mike Tyson...
You probably scared the fuck out of
Mike Tyson
you.
Fucking punch out Mike
Tyson. I'd be hesitant to fill up your coffee.
She walked in and she was like, punch out Mike Tyson. This is very fun game.
Like, are you kidding?
Yeah, she was like, I recognize... Yeah.
Before I got there?
Yeah, and I was like, you're the first person that said that to me. I have a Mike Tyson punch out hoodie.
They just got it over there.
Yeah, too. And she like walked, yeah. She's like, on Nintendo, it's only very good.
Coming in hot, very slow. I like that.
Which shirt do you have?
It's just sick. A Tyson one? It's just a hoodie with Tyson from Punch Out on it and his record. Sick. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice, but this, whatever she is, this gypsy, this fucking coffee gypsy... was like, you have very good, your Tyson shirt, very good punch out video game.
She was just
game.
An Irish lady.
It was nuts, dude. It was fucking nuts. And then we get there, and this is the second time we've been to this diner, where they're like, no hash browns, only French fries.
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to eat breakfast.
No, it's not there's no hash browns, they ran out of
hash browns. They run out of hash browns every day. And then when we're leaving, another fucking gypsy is walking in with a handful of bananas that she just went out and bought. It was pretty great.
Skip the fact that we asked for change.
So, try to pay, I give them my card. They're like, we don't accept cards. So I was like, all right, here's money. Give them 100. Yo, what up, yo. Compound Media, Bet DSI,
doing
money,
well.
Yo, what up,
and he doing well.
Mayor, how'd that go?
It went pretty sweet.
God damn.
What'd you get? New sneaks?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I upped it to a Lambo. I got a Lambo now.
I'll tell you what, if you ever see those tiny NYPD cars?
Yeah, yeah.
They would not be able to arrest you, man.
That's actually how I would describe him.
You wouldn't be able to fit in one of those things.
Yeah, what would it
be like?
My automobile.
So anyway, I give these fucking foreigners $100, and they don't know what to do with it.
Jeez.
But no, they I gave it to them, and they were like, "We don't. All we have is singles. We only have ones."
I fucking I lost like, my mind, dude.
I was like, it's cash only, and you only have $1 bills, so I give
I
you
was
100.
Hoping they give you 83
$1 bills. Fucking insane. I was like,
see you next week. No hash browns no more.
Yeah. So then when they, I was like, why don't you keep the change and buy some fucking hash browns, fucking gypsy bitch. We got the fuck out of there.
The first time we went there, I was like, this diner's decent. It's got decent food. It's a diner food.
It is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
and
it
they
there.
Were like, we don't have hash browns. So we both looked at each other like, what the fuck? This is your diner. Yeah. There should be four level. You should have whatever the apartment is above your diner should be all potatoes. You don't rent your place out. There's extra potatoes for fucking hash browns. That's how diners work. You're like, yeah, we don't have potatoes.
Insane.
We looked at each other like, you want French fries? And they were like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I need some starch. And it was wonderful. And then we talked shit for a while. I'm like, that'll never fucking happen again. Two visits later.
Yeah. I had a ham and cheese omelet with French fries today. That's how you get this outfit. They just give you this outfit.
You get the snow hat.
They give you this outfit as soon as you eat French fries and ham and cheese for breakfast. But no, I was thinking about it. It's pretty much like if the fucking Dassies fucking Making a Murderer ran a diner. It really is. They're like, you know, I don't know. Like, can I get more coffee? It's like, oh yeah. Come over 20 minutes later. It's like, where has this been?
You're on your phone texting your girl about her bikini party.
It's not a bikini party.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Hold on.
I'm looking over my shoulder like, well, are we going to, can we get a check?
Yeah,
20 minutes, I'm losing my fucking skull.
Oh.
Well, no one's, there's three people in the whole place, and they're all, you can hear their high-pitched Armenian voices just haggling around, going, whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, look at this place. And every now and then, she will look up and be like, what's the problem? I'm like, the problem is I've been by myself for a while. I've got fucking French fries and hash browns. I'm fucking living. I just want to get out of here. He's like, all right, I got a little bit of coffee. Your coffee's been sitting there for 25 minutes, Shane. What a nightmare. But we're going to go back next week.
I'm
100% we're going back. We are absolutely going back.
We'll go back tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
I fucking love diners. I love diners, dude.
We have a few options, but they're all like equidistant, you know.
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked to Neptune, pretty much similar experience as far as
Neptune, the planet. I'm sorry.
Get hey, Lamar, I think your meter's up.
Okay, all right, I'll go check it.
Wow, dude, don't fucking chime in with nothing.
All right,
dude, nah, he's gonna learn real quick.
Look at Beezer, dude. Look at Beezer. Emulate Beezer, dude. Look at how he fucking plays it cool over there.
Okay.
Put your leg up. Put your leg. Right, try and get one of those legs up.
I'm pretty flexible, my G. I'm pretty flexible, my dude.
He's on a pulley system, like weakened to Bernie's. He's like, yo, Burns.
You actually look at you're losing weight, right?
Yeah.
You working out?
No. Just like, you know, you move and then you can't afford food anymore. You know.
I lost some weight, and it was funny because Tommy, who's a fitness guy, was like, are you not a fitness guy?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I do things physically.
You flex every time the camera's on you.
Jesus.
Yeah, while he's flexing. Oh,
I do things.
I can't do this again. I hate that so much.
What are you talking about?
Tongue thing. You did it last week. Yeah, you did it last week. And watch.
It's my new thing, dude.
If you go back to last week and watch that episode, me and Matt sat here, and he knew it bothered me so much. And he goes, what do you think of that? And I was like, I don't know. And then the camera cuts to me for 1 second. I'm like,
I was
so mad about it.
I'll do it so much more.
Yeah. But at Tommy, I was like, yeah, I'm losing. I lost like fucking 15 pounds.
Oh, yeah, no. Hold on,
I moved here.
Hold on.
And Tommy's like, what have you been up to? And I was like, pretty much walking. Like, I had to walk for the first time in a long time.
Lost my mind, dude. I lay for like 30 seconds straight. I thought he was kidding. Yeah. He's like, no.
For fat guys, that's a big jump.
I just got to New York and I just started walking.
It's a big jump for fat guys. All of a sudden, you got to fucking walk everywhere. That's a big jump.
Like, visually, you look completely different. I complimented him. I was like, Shane, you look great, dude.
Yeah, losing a little weight.
What have you been up to? Because I know what he's been up to because he's living with me. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And he was like, nothing. I just walk now. I'm like, no, that's what everybody does. They just walk.
Nah.
You can't give me an answer like some fat aunt that just got a job in a corporation.
I go to the.
Oh, I take the steps instead of the elevator.
It would be a big deal. I have not made it to that level of fitness yet.
We're gonna get there, bud.
If I start taking steps, I might get abs. I might be fucking yoked if I start walking steps.
You already are, in my eyes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I am fucking jacked as fuck, dude.
Dude, I was brushing my teeth. I was brushing my teeth.
Like
last night or two nights ago?
Yeah.
It's like, what, like 1 o'clock in the morning or something? I'm brushing my teeth. Shane comes in. We might as well just unhinge all of our doors. It doesn't matter. We're a very open family. And he stands behind me. He's deceiving. If like you guys know him that well,
yeah.
But and it's like double his shoulders. Shoulders here, and then his head is here. I'm like, and I've never felt so emasculated. I was like, this man can fuck me whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Whenever
he
wants,
I would take you. I could take you.
I'd struggle for a while. I can scream.
Scream. No.
I'll bite your fucking ankles while you're
spend this whole
raping
episode,
my body. Yeah,
we can spend this whole episode arguing, could I rape you or could you rape me?
Yes, dude.
I think you could squirm out of it. I think you could fucking break it and maybe take me.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's how you out. That's what the ground and pound's called.
Yeah, now we're talking just full on. Now we're just talking sex.
Now I'm just hard. That's.
At this point, now we're talking sex. It's every once in a while, an attempted rape falls into just good old fashioned sex.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We got nothing. Nothing. We're not complicit.
Hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, man.
What kind of car you drive, Lemaire?
A Ford Fusion. I have a question. This is related to the gays. Doesn't rubber guard sound like a condom? Right?
What's rubber guard?
Rubber guard is that's the position in MMA where someone's on their back and someone's like on top.
Oh, hell
of
yeah!
Yeah.
What are you running, bits?
No, no, I would never do that. Please
can we
don't.
Filter Lemaire's jokes instead of the calls?
No, there's no no jokes.
Lemaire, you're the fucking Jackie Robinson of a fair one. You're the first black guest.
And I'm sorry I was late.
And you fucking stink.
Yeah, don't let me be the Ty Cobb. Dude, of it.
Look.
I know. I'm sorry.
The Jackie Robinson of a fair one, and he's late, comes in and is like, yo, can I borrow fucking $10? I mean, bro, you gotta fucking represent significantly better than you are.
No. Fucking Daryl Strawberry of a fair one.
Daryl Strawberry of a fair one. He's like, yo, man, you got fucking $10? I can borrow it. Ah, shit. I think I park. I double park, motherfucker. I get the fuck out of here, dog. You never talk like that, Lemaire. Why do you turn like this? All right.
So this dude from Making a Murderer, there's this second season. I have yet to check it out.
Yo, have you guys watched that?
I've only seen
I'm in like four episodes in.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck it up tonight, so don't say anything.
No.
But yeah, that was the first one. I know my girl doesn't, she's never seen the first
series. You got to see
it. And I'm like, how do you miss that?
Yeah.
And there's a remarkable amount of retardation it's fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up what they did to these kids. I mean, did you know anyone growing up that was like completely vulnerable to the point like you could just mold them?
Yeah. What, town retards?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Are we talking town retards? I didn't realize.
Did you see new and improved Dassey though?
Dassey looks good, dude. I'm gonna have to stop.
Dude,
stop doing that bit.
I don't know if we can do this, but Shane and I went to see Halloween.
Oh man!
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah,
we saw Halloween. And there's a part in the beginning. I'm gonna give nothing away here.
Yeah, I wanted
to. Because they already show this in the preview that they go to the insane asylum where Michael's been housed for 40 years. And there's one dude looking out the window, just going,
"Oh, dude, so fucking funny."
Looks exactly like Shane.
Ah, all right, I didn't know it was that. I didn't know that's why we liked it.
You know what? You're right. It was 80% Shane, dude.
Yeah,
when you see it,
it was
80% Shane. He's got his.
Dude,
he's got Shane's.
So funny.
He's got Shane's fucking complexion.
Dude, there's just a.
He's going.
Yeah.
And he's just looking out the window, and for the next three scenes, which ended up being like 15 minutes, Shane would just hit my arm.
Dab him, yeah. Yeah, me and Tommy saw that.
I was losing my mind. I missed probably a giant plot point. Yeah. I feel like I got an hour in going, I don't understand what's going on because I'm laughing at this dude pretending to be a retard he looks like.
Whole movie, I would tap Tommy and just be like.
Dude, wait till you see it. Oh, my God.
Without giving it any away, was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
It was good. Minus the corny fucking dialogue occasionally.
It
was great.
Few moments, as there should be for something like that were
good.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it because it's a ridiculous conversation. But yeah, it was good. It's good. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
So tell me about your townie.
Oh fuck no! But I was watching Making a Murderer today, and I have a theory. Right now, I'm on episode 2 of season 2.
Okay.
Back to season 1. Here's my theory on this. Because they combed the garage for DNA at the Avery garage or whatever. They combed the garage, like the house's garage, not the like workshop. They found no cum. Zero cum in that garage.
That's suspicious.
That is a compound. Shout out Compound Media. That is a compound full of retarded people. You're telling me no one jerked off in that fucking garage? Someone went in there with some bleach and cleaned up some cum. And someone cleaned the murder scene, because otherwise there's cum everywhere in that garage. Every one of those fucking retarded dudes.
Are you saying your dad's retarded?
Yeah, my family is. My family closely resembles what I saw in Making a Murderer.
I feel like mirrors. You know this.
Yeah. So I know that if you took a blacklight in my family garage at my parents' house, we're talking jizz wall to wall.
Holy fuck! I mean, I've seen your pop's gym pants. I can't imagine. Can you imagine the murder scene in that bedroom? Holy fuck!
Parents love each other very much, and that's shout out love.
Shout out Phil's. Shout out Phil's cream donut. Yeah. Harrisburg cream donut. Boy,
you want to say things like that?
What do you mean?
Well, you ought not to say things like that. But
Shane's getting tuned up.
You think I'm getting tuned up?
Yeah. I mean, like, your anger's tuning up, too.
No, fight him, dude.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you up, man.
Me?
You
gonna not take me. This? You thought you guys were fighting.
No, it's staying. I thought you were fighting.
First black guest I beat the shit out of him.
We just jump him. You think I'm getting tuned up?
Everyone
am I getting tuned
in.
Up?
Caesar starts kicking him like fucking De Niro and Goodfellas.
Just throwing your
shanks. Staying age? A black guy making fun of an Irish guy? What I'm the like, fuck whoa. Is the world coming to?
Oh no! Damn,
I had a local. What's his name again? That fucking
Michael Myers?
No. The fucking
Brandon Dassey, yeah, Stephen Avery.
There was some dude named Packy Sleuth from my
Packy Sleuth.
Packy Sleuth. That's what we called him Packy, but his last name was Sleuth, and he was so off, so fucking crazy, and you could just manipulate him. And I saw this old dude make him eat grass. And he was so pissed.
Make him eat grass.
Eat grass.
You fucking grazed by that.
You said
I didn't even try.
No. No, he grazed past the part. You said an old dude?
Huh?
An old dude?
Older dude. Like he was like two grades.
Oh, I just thought he's like an old man was like, eat this grass.
I thought it was an old dude in the neighborhood found a retarded guy and was like, I bet you won't eat this grass.
Drexel Hill, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, you're in there.
Because I could see the scene, like there was this older guy, he was only like 3 grades older. He was probably like in high school, and this dude, Packy, was still in like maybe 7th grade. Mm. I was like in 5th. And this dude, Packy, they used to make him smoke cigarettes, and he got addicted to cigarettes. And he would carry cigarettes to school. He would take cigarettes to school. And they knew to fuck with him like on the way to school, and they would steal his cigarettes. And they took his pencil case full of cigarettes, and he was going, give me back my cigarettes! Give me back my cigarettes! And the one guy was like, eat the grass. And the fucking dude just started eating the grass. I know, this is...
I would have 100% been the guy to be like, yo, I'll give him back if you fucking eat grass right now.
Why do you have a pencil case of cigarettes?
Because well, he's going to man. School. He was in grade school. He was in fucking sixth grade.
He needed that many smokes? He's like retarded, a fucking 6-hour day.
Yeah, I feel like I'm giving all the...
like 40 smokes.
Yeah, why fill it with highlighters when you can get another 30 Marlboros in there? Anyway, it's a very sad story. My point is, you shouldn't bully anyone.
Eat grass.
I'm a,
give me back my cigarettes. My,
crush that grass.
Every now and then, my brother will send me a text going, give me back my cigarettes. Very sad.
We had a town retarded guy that everyone blamed for things.
Blamed them?
Yeah, his name was Mike Myers. I swear to God, his name was Michael Myers.
Oh, and then
I swear to God, his name was Michael Myers.
Why is every conversation?
Yeah. Kyla knows this story. This story is fucking hilarious.
Is it real?
Yeah. Yes. He lived near my high school. He was in. This was the legend about why he was retarded. There was a town legend as to why this guy was retarded.
Instead of just asking him, just going hello, and he's like, 14. Yeah. Like, whop, he's retarded.
Instead of people being like, well, he's got learning disabilities. He's clearly, you know, he's got real problems. There was a legit rumor that was like he got in a car wreck when he was young and his mom's fucking head fell off. Jeez. And landed on his lap in the car wreck. And since then, he's been retarded.
Oh, he was fine before that?
Yeah. And like,
that's how you get Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Your mom's head has to fall on your lap. Like, I get him in car.
And then people, like, I think, like, my parents believed. Like, everyone believed.
So your parents are also retarded.
Everyone believed that story. Like, oh, Mike, yeah, his fucking mom's head fell off. Like, oh, you mean that violently autistic guy? The most autistic guy I've ever seen? Yeah, he tried to fuck us. He tried to fuck us when we were kids, which is good for him.
Wait, what?
He tried to seduce me and my pals.
How old was he?
He was a geezer.
You.
He was old.
Oh.
He was like an old retard, which that's why they had to come up with a theory.
That's very rare. Retards don't.
Retards have, they live on dog ears.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's true.
Yeah, quick.
You say dog ears? They just eat dog ears. Just cutting off Rottweiler ears.
Yeah, how old was he?
He was probably
like in his.
I
prime.
Was a kid. He was in his prime retard. The most retarded he was probably. He hit his prime. Retards hit their prime like athletes. So like
25?
Early 20s.
He was dunking in terms of retardation.
You know what I mean? Like the stories.
You
like,
could build a franchise around him.
Yeah. He was hitting triple doubles of retardation.
Their head fell off. His mom's head fell off, and now he's retarded.
What if he is like a genius to me? He's like
Michael Jordan syndrome.
Yes, I was trying to find one. I was cycling through my retarded head. I was like, "Come on, LeBron. There's got to be something that sounds like
Jordan.
LeBron."
I went to Jordan because it went Jordan, but nobody got it anyway. So
Jordans.
Yeah, Jordans.
But he also lived near my high school, so he would wander around, and then every once in a while he found it. He found our high school, came in, he stood in the bleachers for every basketball game. He loved basketball. And I, first off, me and Matt have talked about this. Shout out Matt McCusker. What up, boy? We've talked about how great it is that a retarded guy found a high school basketball game. Like, he must have walked in there and just been like, we owe 50 cent M&Ms. They're just giving out candy. There's a concession stand. There's hot kids playing basketball. He was going to girls' games. And I remember one time, because my sisters played basketball, and I was there, and the fucking national anthem at my high school was played with, like, a tape recorder.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
And the tape recorder broke. The tape recorder wasn't working that day. And so Mike Myers, the retarded guy, he was standing at the top of the bleachers, just stood up and was like... Oh, say, hey, you. And every dude, I remember seeing like adults I respected be like, and just face this retarded guy.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
God damn it.
Yeah. And then at a high school football game years later, he tried to fuck me and my friends. He was like, I got a bunch of Nerf balls out in my car if you guys want to come out to the parking lot. I was like, dude, are you trying to rape me? God damn. Yeah, he tried to fuck us. Pretty great. Good for him. Shoot or shoot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot. Nothing showing up on that screen if you guys are looking for calls. I see you back there looking around.
We don't fucking want them.
Oh, you think it's time? You think it's time for a read?
Yeah, Dar.
All right.
It's time for the best time. Guys,
I'm going to grab another brewski.
Guys, I got a message for you.
Let's hear it. What's going on, man?
Well, this is about gambling, okay? I know it's a topic that not a lot of people are into, but you should be into. Would you like to double your money guaranteed? You know, the fucking Mega Millions just bombed for everybody else. This is serious. Football season's underway. Last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough, and you can double your money. Our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season when you register with the promo code PROPER100. And to help you get you started with some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI was offering to double your money on the first deposit. First deposit up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the start using promo card.
Tom's fucking dumb.
Dude, proper 100. When it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything you ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all global sports, even politics, celebrities, reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI will put a line on it. Right, Chain Boy?
Hell yeah.
BetDSI has been online for 20 years and has built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment, excellent mobile interface, so you can play and win anytime. And you know you're ready to win, join BetDSI.com using promo code PROPER100. All right?
No.
That's PROPER100. Be in it to win it. Go to BetDSI.com.
Proper also, 100. Take Navy.
Take Navy. Shane, reiterate those fucking odds.
Yeah, take Navy. ND's going to win. This is what's going to happen. Notre Dame's going to fuck them up. Navy will score some garbage points late. Notre Dame doesn't have a fucking killer instinct.
Take Navy on the...
I'm taking Navy and the over. Navy and the over.
Navy on the over as well.
Navy and the over, yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's going to be a lot of scoring.
It's going to be over 56, but spread's not going to be.
You know why that spread or the over is so low is because Navy fucking runs the ball the entire game.
They fucking run the clock out.
It's tough.
Yep.
Notre Dame needs to score. We don't need to talk about that. Notre Dame needs to score on every drive in the first half.
They should make
Navy throw. I don't know. Brian Kelly loves to throw the ball. All you need to do is line up and fucking pound Navy.
Yeah,
you
got, and they really need to show face too. ND. I know they're ranked three. They're undefeated, but they need to beat the fuck out of these dudes because
they've
been weak with unranked teams.
I mean, they also beat Michigan, who's number four.
It was the first game of the season.
You keep saying that, and everybody keeps saying that, and I hate it so much.
It's a fact. No, I don't
it's
mean
not
to be upset.
That valid.
It is valid.
Like, I hear people now that are like, Michigan can beat
Notre
Dame.
People don't get exposed, and people get exposed after the first couple games. And now they're in their stride.
It's not the NFL. It's different. College football, for some reason, they discount the early weeks. Like, why even fucking play that then?
No, it's not you.
I don't get it.
You got to win. You got to win's a win.
Notre Dame fucking won with a worse quarterback than they have now. Notre Dame's not starting that quarterback. Their best running back wasn't playing in that game. Notre Dame's best quarterback and best running back was not playing in that game. Still fucked him up. Suck our dicks. Let's go to the phones. Did I see Mike from Manhattan did call? Did I see that?
He was the first guy.
No, no, no.
He actually went on the web thing and his on the web chat, and it says, they won't even pick up my calls, Mike from Manhattan.
He was up there for a bit.
I saw him up there.
And then, I don't know.
He wasn't up that long. He didn't have that much persistence.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah,
he was making money at a steakhouse.
Yeah, but I did want to say this, like, if because we can easily find out Mike's full name and where he works, and if he keeps calling and saying the N-word, we'll just get him fucking fired. Yes. That'd be pretty sick, right?
Yes, son.
We just ruin his life.
Let's put a spread on that.
Yeah, what's the spread on? What's the over on fucking dumb dickhead?
I didn't win the mayor.
Does he say it bad? Like, how does he say it?
No, they say it funny, but...
Okay, don't get him fired if it's funny. Don't get him fired if it's
like,
funny.
You think it's not bad sometimes.
Yeah, no, sometimes it's not bad.
If they hit a certain note, you're like, oh, that, one hit nice.
Yeah.
They are saying it funny. It's a bunch of old dudes prank calling us.
Lemire, where
That's
you living?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
How long have you been in Jersey City? I didn't... This is...
Like 2 months. I haven't
Fuck
been
yeah,
here long
dude.
Yet. Just
That's
came
awesome.
Out. Heck yeah.
Come out to our spot and...
You don't mean that.
Yeah, we don't.
Fuck, I don't. I'll tell you something. There's no paid parking around where we are.
Oh, huh?
So if you come busting our door going, ow, my wife's pregnant, I need $30. It's not going to fucking happen.
Bust in and say, anybody got a phone?
Eddie. Yeah.
It's one of Tom's favorite jokes. Tell him. Tell him that joke.
Well, this is one so far, I mean.
Yeah.
Real smooth.
Steaming right along.
Lots of football and full racist talk.
Hell yeah.
I don't really have...
Easier. I saw you went back there. What do you got going
yeah,
back
there? Yeah, I put that back there just because you brought up the rumor of the guy, Michael Myers, he was in a car accident and his mom's head fell off, which reminded me of... remember Steve Downey? There's a guy who played for the Flyers named Steve Downey.
Yeah.
And what this actually did happen. He was like 7 years old, and his dad was bringing him to hockey practice, had a heart attack, died, crashed a car, didn't total, but bad enough to where he went deaf in his right ear. So when he entered the league, they give you like a psychological, you know, test, whatever. But for NHL players, like, yeah, whatever, he's good. And then they let him go against the Ottawa Senators, and he pulled this hit on Dee McCann, and they're like, all right, maybe we pull back on this guy a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the hit is 100% illegal, and it's vicious. But when you see Dee McCann, and I told him to cue up the hit.
It's because the whistle, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't hear it, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so they stopped playing.
Well, he also jumped, and you know you're not allowed to leave your skates. Watch Dee McCann.
Oh, I remember this.
Remember this?
I remember this.
Watch this hit.
Holy
and look at Dee McGammon. Yeah,
fuck.
I'm
dead.
Hi, I'm dead. Look at them. They're like, yo, you know he's retarded, right?
Yeah. That's
come on.
Give me back my cigarettes.
Yeah.
Captain's like, dude, I don't even know this
guy. You can't even smoke on the ice. Give him his fucking cigarettes. He just wants to eat them. He's not going to smoke them.
Yeah, rewind that. I'd like to see that hit again.
Over
that's
and over.
Great.
So I cummies.
Watch out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Canada. Oh, boy.
This is the better angle. His face
God
just
damn it,
drags.
Dude.
Like, now both of us.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now both of us
are retarded.
Can you freeze it when he's dragging? Look at that. Look at that.
You
right
go to my school.
Oh, you just missed it.
It's like retard vampires. You have to hit him in the head. Like, no, you're retired too. Pass him wrong.
We also live forever.
Look at it right there.
We can fly. We can fly also now.
And the funny thing was, right after that, they don't show
the sword
up. He got up and tried to fight the rest of the team.
Who, Downey did?
Yeah, Downey got up and tried to fight
the
whole team.
The fuck out of him. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, 5'6" maybe on skates. McGammon was a big guy.
Damn. Which is why he jumped before killing his career and his sperm count.
It's good the Flyers moved away from that.
Yeah.
They really did. The Flyers went from...
They were brutal. Yeah.
Went from years and years of trying to emulate the fucking Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to realize that doesn't work. Like, that shit doesn't work. Look at this phone call. You see this? Uh-oh.
Well, I actually think...
You're saying no on this?
No. I think that happened because of Lindros. When Lindros,
went retarded?
Yeah.
Lindros got rocked.
A dude from Pittsburgh. The blonde-haired kid. He left his feet. And it was a clean hit, but it was, like, fucked up. Like, he didn't have to do it.
Lindros...
He just let go of the puck.
Yeah.
The dude... I mean, he hit his fucking head. That ruined Lindros.
Lindros got leveled several times. Scott Stevens, I think, was up in Lindros' ass.
Yeah.
The guy from the Devils.
He
used to fuck people up.
Lindros looks great.
Lindros is going to die.
Does. No, he does.
Lindros is going to die soon.
No, but he looks great.
Sure, he looks great.
I thought he was going to be like Lenny Dykstra.
The wheels fell off.
Ooh, just got indicted. Just got indicted, Lenny.
Holy fuck. Finally. Yeah. I don't know what's taking so long. Dude opened up like 6 car washes.
What
did
he do?
A fucking...
Drugs.
He went...
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the Scott Stevens hit, Shane.
Yeah, Scott Stevens.
Yeah,
that's
Scott
what I said.
Stevens fucking destroyed.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Who's the
dude
from Pittsburgh that hit him? That actually put him out of his career. It was his last concussion.
Fuck, I remember this guy, and I feel like he played
Penguins.
For the Avalanche afterwards.
It was the Penguins.
Yeah. right. Well, fuck it. Let's see if this next caller knows. He's definitely not going
to
say the N-word.
You honestly believe I deal with a couple of fucking hillbillies that use the N-word on your show? I respect your goddamn show. You understand that?
Don't hell yeah.
Threaten me by my last name. That's bullshit. I'm entertained by you guys. Oh, I called you on Anthony's show just to pump it up because I enjoy
just
it.
Just to pump it
but
up.
You think I'm sitting there with a couple of fucking hillbillies in the back using the N-word?
Hold on.
Really?
Is he only
no,
saying N-word?
I did think that, and it sounds like I was mistaken.
Did you think that, Shane? Really?
I did, and I'm going to...
You think I'm some low-class fucking idiot? And that time I called 2 weeks ago, coming from the steakhouse, which is on Sparks, okay? It's 49th and 5th.
We know where it is.
Hold on, hold on.
All right, no. But your boy told me back two weeks ago, oh, that's from the 70s. It didn't exist.
This is actually... This is just a voicemail of me in high school going, I was at a steakhouse! When you call.
Hold on. Mike.
What?
Mike, tell your mom.
I'm not calling
tell your mom
anymore,
she can
man.
Get her phone back
you
when you're done.
Ridiculous.
Can I ask Mike two questions?
Yeah.
No, Mike, hold on. Okay. But everyone shut the fuck up. I want to talk to Mike for a second. Mike,
go ahead.
You're telling me that's not you with those phone calls?
That's not me with those
phone calls. Well, then I believe you. I do believe you.
No. Listen to me. The phone number that comes in.
I said I believed
that,
you.
Okay? And all they want to do is use the N-word. You know why? Because they're Applebee, hillbilly, mind-fucking, sister-fucking-in-the-ass fucking idiots.
Woo!
Okay?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I wouldn't desecrate your fucking show because I enjoy it. Don't insult me that way.
I just Woo! Said I'm sorry, bud.
Fuck you, man.
Yes.
You think I'm fucking hanging out like I'm a fucking college couple of teenage girlfriends going, oh, you picked the phone, and N-word,
yo,
N-word, give me
if
a
he closes
break.
This, if he closes this with the N-word, it would be the best phone call of all time.
No, it wouldn't. Don't taunt me
yes,
on the goddamn phone.
Look,
yeah,
Mike, him, Mike, do you
That's
understand
don't taunt Mike,
that
David.
I'm the one guy on this show and supporting
all right,
you?
Yada, yada, yada. Fuck you. You're the one who's going to go, Mike's Manhattan. It's his friend. What do you think? I'm in fucking high school, you village idiot.
You got some points.
Points, Mike. Moron. I'm going to sit there and go, hey,
man,
buddy, how you doing?
That is
you're
a steakhouse
like
protein coming right at you.
Call him up and use the N-word. It's
this
fucking
some,
degrading, man.
This is some Kobe
shit.
Beef.
Yeah, dude.
Understand it.
Cocaine
it.
Is a hell of a drug, dog.
A nah.
Hell of a drug.
That's a cocaine, you moron. It's called intensity. Deal with the intensity, okay? And don't insult my intelligence.
Shut up, idiot.
But, no,
really.
You fucking moron. You're the worst. Don't ever, ever, don't ever forget it. You're the worst. I'll let you come back in, and then I'm going to push you away.
Mike, I would like to say, as the first and only black man that's ever been on the show, I would like to appreciate that you'll never say the N-word.
I don't care. And look,
okay.
Pledge. It's a pledge.
You're funny as shit, too, as well. Hopefully the meter doesn't run out on your ass. Well, when I'm coming down.
Jeez, Mike, I was...
I don't lower myself that way, okay?
Yeah. Sure you
thank
do.
You, Michael.
Hey,
thank
Mike.
You. Hey, I like your show. I
you
respect
should.
It. But you know something? If you're going to fucking disrespect me, go fuck yourself.
All right. All right, Mike.
You've been nothing but respectful to us this
entire time. Yeah. Out of nowhere, we're disrespecting you. Out of nowhere, Michael. Out of nowhere.
No, you guys are good with me. You don't dance on my shit like I dance on yours. Hey, you know something? All of you, kiss my fucking ass.
Bingo, wow. Bango,
hey.
Ping, pang, wow.
Pow!
Wow. Can we put his picture up?
Hey.
Wow, that was pretty good, man. Yeah. Good yeah. for him, dude.
Great exit. Great exit.
Wow. He's pacing in his mom's basement.
Yo,
like, no,
that was
chill, that motherfucker.
That's exactly
you imagine
what
the lion's trail in his mom's basement that he's just ripping through the rug?
Oh, dude. He's moving end tables.
Yeah, around some 70s fucking rug.
Yo, that guy fucking just crushed it.
He's yeah. intense.
That was no. Most of his calls stink. And
yeah.
then this call was, that was a kill.
One out of 17. That's yeah. fucking, you killed it, Mike. Thanks.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. He's about to call
Keep
back.
Keep us updated on your
Damn, I felt like I was getting fucking... I got scolded, dude.
He fucked you up, dude.
That was like a coach. I went back into like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that to you, sir. I didn't know I disrespected you.
You were round three of Mike Tyson's punch out. Like,
isn't he a Cowboys
guy? Jay, come back to me.
Michael Tyson's punch out is very good, popular.
But we do not have home fries.
We have no plugs. For system.
He's a fucking pussy, dude.
Yeah, still.
I still like him.
Nah, man, don't talk about
Mike
liking
that guy.
I like him.
I've always liked him.
Cares. Stop calling him. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, he's a zilch.
Enjoy the show. Thanks for watching.
I don't know.
Let's watch the Downey hit again.
I don't need your fucking input. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
But he did say
he's never once called in with anything decent. Other than going, you know, how many glasses of $50 wine I drink at a steakhouse?
I understand, but he also...
Sounds like a good life.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. But he also did say he... number one likes the show, so I like him. And then number two, he said he called in... I guess he calls in other shows and promotes ours. I think he likes us. I think he's just... I think his mom's head fell off into his lap.
It's Mike Myers.
I think he's retarded.
That's Mike Myers from Manhattan, dude.
That is Mike Myers from Manhattan. Yeah, I knew I recognized that voice. I heard him be like,
oh, say, can you see?
By the Sparks house we eat. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. You set me up.
Yeah. Here we go. Mike Myers from Manhattan.
You ever disrespect me like that again? I'll break into your high school's gymnasium and eat peanut M&Ms. I borrowed $1.50 from my mother.
Oh, I could just see
what a show.
His mom coming down and an old dog going, Mike! Mike, keep it down!
His mom's head fell off.
I'm sleeping!
Mom's head fell off.
It's not even his dad. It's his new dad. Yeah. It's his third dad. Fred, sleeping! He's all sleepy from your Sparks leftovers. And the meat to potato ratio was way off. You said you were going to bring us a loin.
Sparks leftovers.
It was just a piece of meat.
It's just Arby's.
Mostly potatoes.
Yeah, he's retarded. So I bet people keep giving him Arby's and they're like, yo, this is fucking Sparks, dude. He's like, are you fucking with me? This is Sparks again? Yeah. You give me Sparks again? I got to call these guys on the radio and tell him to suck my dick real quick.
Yeah, he went the fuck off, dude.
He did. Well, I mean, I was like, we know his last name. We can get him fired. He was like, what did you say?
Yeah, you can't fire someone from their mom's basement. Woo! I'm calling every week.
Nah, I have literally appreciated his phone calls.
Oh, God,
since day one.
I want to squeeze him till shit falls out of his nose.
He told you where he's at, though. It's up to y'all to pull up now. Y'all got to. He's at 49th and 5th. Y'all got to pull up now.
I think that's where the steakhouse was.
Yeah,
bro.
When did you start talking like that, Lamar?
What do you mean,
Lamar?
First off,
I'm sorry.
No, give me my fucking coins back.
I remember when you and me did open mics in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. that fucking voice changed, dude.
This is how I talk, dude.
Moved to Jersey City,
I'm
that
from
voice
Detroit,
changed.
Dude, I'm fucking
we
the
D. Four white kids, and all of a sudden you're tough as fuck.
Where is that? Where the fuck's Nate, by the way?
He had to get a haircut.
Me and him don't talk anymore.
No?
He had to cut his hair? He didn't want to look like you?
No.
How the fuck did you get here? Amistad? Would you clog the Underground Railroad? As LaMerica went through the Underground Railroad, he just chasing Indiana Jones through a tunnel like the boulder, you get it?
This is wrong.
Get out of here.
I feel like your socks just toughened up so hard they became sneakers. Because you can never change them. Built like a Clydesdale. Listen, here's the thing. We're really glad you came by.
Yes.
You are athletic.
Yeah. You're the best.
Mayor always persists that he's athletic.
I'm so athletic,
I bet he
dude.
Is. I bet
he fucking says
athletic.
He can beat me in basketball.
You were there when I did that
and
cartwheel.
Nothing bothers me more. I didn't see you do a cartwheel. I was like, do a cartwheel right here.
What? A fucking the bowling outlet. It was
you
like,
lost a little weight. I was fucked up. At the, we were at the Reading Comedy Outlet. I was blacked out.
Oh my God. Everybody can do a fucking cartwheel.
Do a cartwheel right here?
Do I do one right now?
On this, on camera.
Shh, fuck, dude.
Dude, can you do a cartwheel?
Yes, we got camera. Make sure we get this.
Can we go backwards?
Dude, you can cross.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Cartwheel, fucking watch my feet, though.
Trust me, they're not going above 3 feet.
Yeah, do it, dude. I
do
know
it.
You can
do
it.
In
it.
That
I know
bar.
You can. Do it.
Oh my Woo! God!
It's like a little fucking. Yeah,
my heart was racing.
That's legit.
Yeah, it was. That was my first time in like 2 years, though.
Mean,
so
that
fucking.
That was really good.
That was good for.
That was not what I was expecting.
All things considered, that was good.
Yes.
It's like the Browns tying the Steelers.
Yeah. Oh shit. You guys tied? You know, I thought his fucking. I thought there was gonna be.
He
like,
also got to warm up because he went uptown fucking 9 times.
I thought 3 undefrosted taquitos from 7-Eleven were gonna fall out of his pockets. About $1.50 in quarters, and he was gonna fucking slam his head into that end table and. Like, Peter Griffin, this whole fucking episode.
Fucking Sonic the Hedgehog with onion,
How
onion
are we
rings.
Not all like, that was fucking amazing. That was amazing. The dude landed on his feet. He felt like a mini horse. And the fucking guy just landed on his feet.
I wish took out.
That was good. I, dude, if I tried that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Talking so much
significantly,
shit.
But
no joke. I couldn't do that.
He's built like a cartwheel. That's how he walks. He just fucking. He's built like a cartwheel.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, this has been our best episode by a mile.
By far.
This feels like the funnest
by far.
Time I've had.
Yeah, this is great.
Who would have thought it just took 3 Bud Light Founders in quick succession?
Who would have thought all it took is 1 story to prepare?
Yeah, true. Every week, me and Tommy are like, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, well, I'm fucking just show up.
What happened?
And then that red light comes on, and Tommy's like... And then I sit here like, what are you not prepared?
Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, so welcome to Fair One. Shane's like, Notre Dame by 1,000. As soon as I'm done, this fucking assistant coach's numbers. Now, what, faggot? What, you want something?
I've never called you a faggot. Can I get another beer? We're going to run this thing. We got time, right?
Yeah,
we're having fun.
Yeah, let's
keep it going.
Let's keep going until it's not fun.
Let's do our Thanksgiving episode.
Let's ruin this episode. Damn, I feel bad about Mike from Manhattan.
They got serious at one
point. I felt bad for him.
I felt like you were in your buddy's basement and his parents came down. You're like, ah, shit.
That reminds me of the time. Yeah, it reminds me of the time we rang and ran. I'd call it something else.
I'd call it something else if
LeMaire wasn't here. But we used to ring and run.
I call it Ding Dong and Dash.
Ding Dong Dixie, Ding Dong and Dash. Yeah. Or if you're white trash, you call it.
Say it.
Something you just call it the N-word.
Something knocking.
No, Shane, say it.
I'm not going to say it. We literally did call it ring and run.
Yeah.
We would go ring and run. Ring and run. Yeah, we did. There's no. Dude, we were like 9.
You called it rerun?
Dude, I didn't. No. What, are you crazy?
That's why LeMaire got offended.
I'm not offended.
They're fucking up the camera. They didn't see that.
What is it? I don't even know.
I think it's a nigger knocking. Is that
whoa.
Never heard of it.
Whoa, LeMaire.
Why? Because I had parents that loved me.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
No, but yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I remember actually the first time I heard someone call it that. And I was like, what?
Yo, what?
What?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What? What'd you say, Dad?
What?
What?
Yeah, he's like, what, are you guys having fun? You guys playing tag? You nigga knocking? I was like, what?
Pop's just downstairs coming all over his jeans.
You know, one time we rang and ran this guy's house, and then he came out and caught us, and then he fucking like was slapping my friend.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah,
how
he
did
slapped
get caught?
My friend. What?
Yeah,
how
did
you get caught?
That's a great question.
He caught one of my friends.
Yeah, but how did your friend get caught?
He was
fat. He's staying around trying to be a douche.
He wasn't fat. He wasn't.
Your friend got caught.
Was he cocky?
Yeah, they were like.
I was taunting to make you guys laugh.
Knocked on the door and then like threw like shit on the door.
Oh, he tried to
not
double
shit,
down.
Not actual shit. It was like chocolate syrup. We thought it was funny. We were kids. We're gonna throw chocolate. But then
I still
this
think it's funny.
Dude came out and was like, I have kids and they're trying to sleep. He fucking grabbed this dude by his collar and like slapped him. And we were all like in a bush like 30 yards away, like, oh fuck, he got Kevin. And we had to go back. Be like, hey, mister, we're really sorry. It was like, this guy was like 40 and slapped a fucking eighth grader in the face. He was like, where the fuck are your friends?
It was Michael Myers.
He's like, I know you're not alone. Yeah. It was Michael Myers from Manhattan, dude.
He's like, get in this house and play with these Nerf balls.
You like Nerf guns? My fucking mom's head fell off, dude. my mom actually passed away. How'd she die? Her fucking head fell off.
Did you ever have a...
Ask my brother Ben. He's retarded.
Did you ever have a friend's parents help you with Mischief Night?
Oh, dude, yes.
That was weird. My buddy Eric's parents used to help us with that.
That's the same parents that would let you drink in their basement.
Yeah, he was a fucking nerd, so we never went... We didn't make it past middle school, you know. High school came.
That's
know,
why his
out,
parents helped him because he's a nerd. They wanted him to have friends.
Yeah.
Trying to make him cool.
Dad was like, here's what you do with the eggs. And I was like, whoa, what? He's like, especially these sons of bitches. And I noticed every name ended with a color. And it was like, see these, the Stein Silvers over here? I was like, what's happening here? But they were Jewish. So I don't know. I don't know what was that. I think he was trying to get the other Jews out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, we got it.
They were Jewish, and they were also trying to persecute other Jews.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
It was...
Well, they turn on each other. That's something they do for money. Google capos. Huh? You guys see this mustache?
It's too
Mary,
long.
How is it?
I get down.
What's a Jewish Uncle Tom? What would that be?
Capo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
It's the guys that ran the camps.
Hell yeah, Tom.
Oh.
You know your shit. All right.
Glad you can.
All right. Nice. Nice.
Surprised you?
Yeah, all three of them didn't know what a capo was.
I didn't get a chance to answer. I knew what it was.
I apologize.
No, I've been watching, what's his name? War Docs. I'm stuck
Ken
on
Burns.
Him.
Yeah.
Incredible, right?
Civil War is, I think, my favorite. Vietnam's incredible, but the Civil War is for me.
I don't know.
The best.
World War II is amazing. Yeah. I mean, all of them are amazing, but like, and I just watched this one on Battle of, I'm going to say this wrong, Chosan or Kosan.
Oh, Chosan. Yeah, Chosan. Yeah. In Korea. The
brutal.
Korean War.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't Ken Burns. That was just a sick ass documentary on that battle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because it came
Korean
up recommended,
War.
Whatever.
It's in
yeah.
the Korean War. That's fucking
was
nuts.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's it. That's the forgotten war. I think it was a conflict, so no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Doesn't even count.
Yeah. It was like the Cubans had the missiles at us.
Max from Canada wants to talk about making a murder.
It was almost a promise.
All right, hold on. Be ready to fucking hang up. If I get the N-word vibe, although I did, I think I said the N-word.
Yeah, no, we
that's
felt
the
it.
First time I did that on air. That seems like a big mistake.
You're
right
now. You're a made man.
I'm about to be in a Gavin McGinnis compilation.
I just changed the clothes off.
You didn't do it until you gave LaMare a compliment. Like, me and LaMare grew up in Harrisburg anywhere.
I hope in the compilation when they try to destroy my career, they do show me literally giving money to a black dude. Later in the episode, I did say the N-word.
Yeah,
I
gotta go put more money on the meter, but I want to hear this story first.
Yeah,
I don't have a story. I want to hear about Max from Canada.
Let's just see. A preface, this guy messaged ahead to be like, I'm cool, don't worry.
Yeah.
All right, well, that does sound like what they would say.
Sneaky Pete.
I hope it's Mike. He's like,
you fucking pieces of shit.
Dude, I want Mike to call back so bad. Mike, I'm so fucking sorry, dude. I love you.
First of all, it's not my mom's house. It's my dad's house.
My mom's fucking head fell off.
Where do you think I get these striped suits from?
From the funeral parlor.
I took it off his body in the box.
All right, Max.
Hello?
Suspect yeah, already. All right.
Hello? Who goes there? Definitely not a person that's racist.
I think I'm a delay.
All right.
I think I'm delayed horde.
You're what?
I got a delay, I guess. I don't know. I can't. I'm not.
You should have a delay. What's going on?
Well, he sounds polite, so just say whatever you want and hang up.
Yo, what's going on?
Chilling.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's like eight dudes behind him. This is going to be bad. Scary. This is going to be, yeah. Come on, man.
Dudes
fucking light the wick. Light the wick.
No, I'm sorry, boy. Yeah, my theory on making a murder is.
He's going to say it.
Yeah.
He's going to say it. You got to hang up.
I'm sticking it out.
You hang up on him? Well, hang up on him.
No, wait.
Don't say no.
Give him a
just
chance. Give him a chance.
He's definitely going to say the N-word.
He got, got quiet on his own. I don't know what happened.
Good
there.
For him. He had a change of conscience. That was a St. Paul moment.
Yeah. My feel. Shout out Catholics. Starts a comment. Feeling on making a murder is like, what are you writing a speech for a president in the 50s? No one talks like that. Well, like the way I feel about this emotion. Anyway, guys, this is we knew we would take it down a notch, and
it was a good episode.
It was a great episode.
Wow! A lot of people didn't think we had this in us. A lot of people have been sitting back, fucking doubting us, talking shit.
We fucking do.
Suck our dicks, dude.
Suck all the dicks.
Mike from Manhattan, dude. I apologize. Come fucking hang out with me.
Tell me your address, dude.
No. Our address? No, dude.
It's yours to set up.
Yeah. I forgot my phone. You guys got a phone? It's a Goodfellas reference that Tommy loves and says all the time. So I don't know if you knew.
What? All right. Well, LeMaire, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to get that template.
You got any? Fuck LeMaire.
Beezer. Thanks, kiddo.
You guys got anything you want to plug? You got anything?
Yeah, dude.
You can plug it.
Feud at Giga Comedy every first Saturday.
What was that?
Feud at Giga Comedy.
Feud at Good Good?
At Good Good Comedy.
They're
not going to like that you're here.
Oh, they're not? I'm not a good, good guy.
I know
just
you're
like
not.
Somehow get a show and shit there.
Okay, I don't.
What do you mean somehow?
I don't know.
You're
other
black.
People put me. Oh yeah,
and they're a fucking woke ass club that loves to fucking suck their own dicks and be like, look, we got a black guy on. Not that we did that at all. No, but fuck all that. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Fuck promoting that shit.
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd take the chance.
Nah, man, dude, do you?
Fuck that. They fucking.
I'm so glad
me.
that you're in Jersey City now. And do you know where we live?
Sort of. I know. I have an idea of which the borough.
Yeah, it's Queens.
Right, yeah. So we'll be back on Sunday. You come by next week.
Okay.
Let's chill.
Yeah, man. Okay. Come back every week.
Make me something.
Hell yeah.
Bees, awesome. Anything?
Yeah, there's a couple, but I'll promote.
Put them both.
Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
The
dude.
Cuse.
Yeah.
Me and the boy
God
here.
Damn it.
Going up to the Cuse.
Yeah, do you know the date? Do you have
November
it?
11th?
No.
Damn it.
It's not November 11th.
Swing and a miss.
Thursday, November
15th. November 15th. Come to Woody's Pub in Syracuse, New York.
Woo.
Come see me and Beezer. And then black out with us.
Yeah, dude. That's great.
November, what was it?
15th.
November 15th. Come to Woody's Pub in Syracuse, New York. It's going to be great.
You are in...
This Friday. Italy. Yeah, today's Wednesday. Friday I'll be at Punchline in Philly.
Punchline.
Yeah, but fuck it. That's like a showcase.
Don't worry about it. You're getting fucking...
You know what really bothered me? You know what really bothered me about that? When they... you guys would understand this. They, to promote the show I'm doing, I'm headlining, and then they had, to promote it, they were like, Hannah Trav, Eric Terrell, Shane Gillis. Like, Punchline had to be like, look, there's a lady comic, a black guy, and then also Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
It was kind of bullshit. What, did you agree with that?
I said, nah, I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, and then they
this is 30, you guys are doing all the 20 minutes, right?
I'm not. I'm doing, what, are we all doing the same amount of time?
This is the show I did. We'll talk about it off the
next Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's disrespectful, dude. So don't come to that show, dude. Fuck
no,
Punchline Philly. And yeah, just keep watching this show.
It'll be a great show. Be a great show.
Here comes the dismount.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare.
It's always just like the beginning. It's always really fucking awkward. I'm going to be in Montrose, PA. I don't...
Oh, yeah. Let's get the dates on that, buddy.
It's on Saturday. So if you're in
Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know the location. So
Montrose, PA on Saturday.
Yeah, so if you're around that area, you fucking animals, send me a message.
Come down.
I'll let you know where it's at.
Get your pussy eaten. Mm-hmm. Mike from Manhattan, on Sunday I'll be at fucking Stand Up New York. Come hang out.
Ooh, he doesn't
hang
want
out
that.
With me.
He doesn't want.
Well, I would love to fucking get a beer with that. I'll buy him a fucking nice fine scotch, whatever that gentleman drinks, and then we can say the N word together. Now that we're off air, so I can don't cut to Le Maire.
Reaction time. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Thanks for watching. A fair one.
Wow.